PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCorsenzo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey police are continuing to warn drivers about DMV ticket scams.
Police say if you get a text message from the DMV warning you that your license is about to be suspended if you don't pay your unpaid tickets immediately, ignore it. The state's actual agency is called the MVC for Motor Vehicle Commission. The name DMV hasn't been used in New Jersey for two decades. Police say don't fall for scammers fishing for your personal and financial info. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two people, including a child, are fighting for their lives following a fire pit mishap in South Jersey. Cherry Hill fire officials say six people suffered burns from a backyard fire pit during a party on West Chapel Avenue in Cherry Hill Sunday evening. A 10-year-old girl and another person suffered life-threatening burns. Other injuries are said to be less serious. There's no word yet on how it happened. And recent research from AAA Northeast finds over half of cannabis consumers surveyed say they drive within an hour of consuming it. But the more shocking statistic came out when drivers gave their perceptions of how weed impacted them behind the wheel.
So most of the drivers that were surveyed said they actually operate a vehicle the same, about 47%. About 15% said a little bit better, and almost 20% said they perform much better after consuming cannabis.
AAA Northeast spokeswoman Shawnee Jarvis calls that last number, quote, alarming, and says driving while influenced by cannabis is just as dangerous as driving under the influence of alcohol. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Today is National Egg Day, and there's some good news to go along with that. The price of eggs has dropped nearly 61% since March. The latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows white large shell eggs now average about $2.52 per dozen. That's down sharply from over $8 the first weeks of March. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 214 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's the weather looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I sense many New Jerseyans will be playing hooky at some point this week and heading for the shore as we look toward our first stretch of real summertime warmth. Here's how things play out. Tonight looks great, clear and comfortable. Low temperatures will dip into the upper 50s by morning, and we're into the 80s tomorrow. Lower to mid 80s, a little bit more humid with mostly sunny skies. Thursday gets even hotter, mid to upper 80s with sun and passing clouds. I have to throw in a chance of a late day shower on Thursday. Friday, we go from clouds to sun. It'll be another summer-like day to close out the work week. Highs on Friday again in the 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Parsippany, 82. South Plainfield, 81. Manahawkin, 70 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by NJ Diet. Summer is quickly approaching. It's time to lose that weight. With NJ Diet, you'll lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.